coming up on episode number 414. It's an all-request show brought to you by the letter L for Lenya Lovitch, Living Color, and Let My Love Open the Door. All this, more trivia, Tina, all that stuff. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's January 20th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of the All Request Show, where I play the stuff that you've asked me to play. Requests that you've emailed in, called into the show, posted on the forums or in the weblog, stuff that you've told me about that, you know, had you not told me about it, I probably never would have known anything about it. So tonight you're going to hear covers of The Cult, The Carpenters, Pete Townsend, Tracy Chapman, just to name a few. Near the end of the show, we'll do a double batch of trivia to kind of get through the backlog of Musically Challenged that seemed to pile up during the whole countdown range of episodes. So rather than delay any further, let's get to this first track. Now, it's one of those things that's kind of a partial cover, where it's a song that includes cover elements of another song. And the cover elements don't kick in until about halfway through the song, and I'm not going to tell you what it's a cover of, but it's by a group called Ockerville River from their 2007 album, The Stage Names. They just came out with a great downloadable cover album that you could download for free from their site. I'll put a link in the show notes to their site, and you can go check it out. Not sure if it's still available, but if it is, it's definitely worth a download. This track is called John Allen Smith Sales, and it was requested by Nathaniel, by Tim, and also by Harold from Del Mar, New York. Here's Ockerville River, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, with John Allen Smith Sales.
By the second verse, dear friends, my head will burst, my life will end. So I'd like to start this one off by saying, live and love. I was young and at home in bed, and I was hanging on the words some poem said in 31. I was impressionable, I was upsettable. I tried to make my breathing stop, my heart beat slow. So when my mom and John came in, I would be cold. From a bridge on Washington Avenue, the year of 1972, broke my bones and skull, and it was memorable. It was half a second and I was halfway down. Do you think I wanted to turn back around and teach a class where you kiss the ass that I've exposed to you? And at the funeral, the university cried at three poems they present in place of a broken me. I was breaking in a case of suds at the brass rail, fall down drunk with his tongue torn out and his balls removed. And I knew that my last lines were gone while stupidly I lingered on. Oh, but wise men know when it's time to go, and so I should too. And so I fly into the brightest winter sun of this frozen town. I'm stripped down to move on. My friends, I'm
This is Ken over in Israel. I was just wondering if you could play a cover for me, since I haven't seen too much cult stuff going by down the line. Can you play She Sells Sanctuary, performed by Britt Black, formerly of Live on Release and Biff Naked? She happens to be the daughter of Peter Carroll of the Carroll Brothers, if you've never heard of them. She's a great artist, and thank you very much.
Make my back burn. Oh, the heads that turn.
Britt Black, who, now see, I never knew about the band Live on Release, but she apparently came from that band. I did know about the band Biff Naked, which I really was glad to see something come from that band. I thought it was a great band, Biff Naked, and what was it? Moment of Weakness was such a great song. Anyway, that is She Sells Sanctuary, originally by The Cult, performed there by Britt Black from her 2006 album Blackout. That was a request from Kin from Israel. Before that, you heard John Allen Smith Sales, which does contain a cover of the Beach Boys song Sloop John B, which actually I think is a cover in and of itself of a an old slavery song that I think I played back on an Originalville. Look back on the Originalvilles for that one. If I haven't played it, then let me know and I will play it. But John Allen Smith Sales, performed there by Ockerville River from their 2007 release, The Stage Names. Let me tell you about the sponsor for this week's episodes of Coverville. It's Audio Engine USA. And if you... So Christmas was less than a month ago. Just under a month ago. Or just under... Yeah, just under a month ago. And maybe for Christmas you got a new digital audio player. Maybe an iPod or maybe a Zune. Maybe a Creative or a Sansa or a Zen. And maybe you are having a great time taking it around with you with a little earbuds in, listening to your music, but you want to share that music and you want to be able to hear that music as you're walking around the house or as you're having a party. Well, have I got the thing for you? It's the Audio Engine speakers, either the AE2s, which are great desktop speakers, under $200, I think right around the $175 mark, or the larger and even better sounding Audio Engine 5s, which fill an entire room just with lush, rich sound. These are awesome speakers. I have a set of each of them here, and I love the fact that they put out so much great sound, and they're relatively portable. The AE5s have a plug on the back, so you can plug in an Apple AirPort Extreme. You can also charge your MP3 player, if it's USB-based, while you're listening to it. There's a USB plug on the top of the speakers on the AE5s that will charge your audio player while you listen. And both of them just have incredible sound, rich, deep basses and bass, maybe bass, let's not say basses, and nice, crisp tweeters, trebles. Check them out, Audio Engine USA, or use the link at the in the Coverville show notes. Go to coverville.com/audioengine, and it'll redirect you right to their website, Audio Engine USA. Let's get to a couple of requests that came in that had something in common. I'm glad to be able to play them together here in the show. Recently, a couple of great movies, very touching comedy drama movies, have featured some very prominent cover songs in them. The first of which is the new Ellen Page movie Juno, which I think is absolutely brilliant. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Great music in the soundtrack and a really, really good film. I think Ellen Page just does an incredible job. If you've seen, what was it, Hard Candy, it was another great performance of hers. Better than the, more versatile than the performances that she had as Kitty Pryde in the X-Men films. Check out Juno, and a pivotal scene in the movie features her character talking to the parents of, or the soon-to-be parents of her baby, and he plays for her a cover performed by Sonic Youth of the Carpenters' song Superstar. Let's listen in to a song featured in that soundtrack. Sonic Youth with the Carpenters' Superstar. Thank you.
second show. Your guitar, it sounds so sweet and clean, but you're not really there. It's just the radio.
Hey Brian, it's Oblivion from around Chicago. Haven't called in a while. Just listening to the Folsom Prison cover story. And I have to say thank you for playing Nick Cave. That is a very cool track off a very cool album. I think I made a request off of it many, many years ago. And honestly, I don't remember if you played it or not, but it's definitely one of my favorite albums. What really kind of endeared me to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds after Your Funeral, My Trial, which was the first thing I heard from them. But, yeah, great collection of covers. Anybody interested in kind of, like you said, offbeat, interesting covers you wouldn't expect should check it out. Anyway, keep up the great shows. I've been quiet, but I have been listening, so rock on. Later.
You'll never fall in love when everybody keeps retreating, but you can't seem to get enough. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. When everything feels all over, everybody seems unkind, I'll give you a four-leaf clover. Take all the worry out of your mind. I have the only key to your heart. I can stop you from falling apart. Release yourself from misery. Only one thing's gonna set you free, and it's my love. That's my love. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. Tragedy befalls you, don't let them bring you down. Love can't cure your problems. You're so lucky that I'm around. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. To your heart. Oh, to your heart. And to your heart.
Oh, that is awesome. And bonus points to you if while you're listening to that song you were interjecting the "Let My Love Open the Door," you know, backing vocals there. Pete Townsend's "Let My Love Open the Door," performed there by Sondra Lerche from the Dan in Real Life original motion picture soundtrack. Nope, not the version performed in the movie by Dane Cook and Steve Carell, but the version performed on the soundtrack by Sondra Lerche. Or Lerch, Sondra Lerch, Sondra Lerch, Lerche. Before that, you heard Sonic Youth with their cover of Superstar from that awesome, awesome Carpenters cover album, If I Were a Carpenter, from 1994, which, like I said, features very prominently in the movie Juno in a scene between Ellen Page and Jason Bateman. Oh, love Jason Bateman, man. Loved Arrested Development. And love getting off on tangents. All right. You know what? Let's go right to the next request, shall we? But first, let me tell you that Superstar was a request by Philip from Richmond, Virginia. Want to make sure I don't forget to tell you that. Got a request from Tony, who wanted to hear "I Think We're Alone Now" as performed by Lenya Lovitch. This was supposedly her first single with Stiff Records, and indeed it was, correcting or confirming that from your email, Tony. As a matter of fact, you can get this song on an excellent box set. If you love all the great bands and artists that came from Stiff Records, this is a great box set to buy. It's called the Big Stiff Box Set. And it's got, of course, your Elvis Costello, your Nick Lowe, who had the very first Stiff Records single with "So It Goes," I believe. All those great people whose names are escaping me right now, Reckless Eric and Dave Edmonds. It's awesome. Awesome box set. Absolutely well worth picking up, the Big Stiff box set. Anyway, from that comes this cover of Lenya Lovitch, by Lenya Lovitch, of Tommy James and the Shondells' "I Think We're Alone Now." Far better, I think, than the version released by Tiffany.
They don't understand, so it runs just as fast. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Well, they're standing on the welfare lines, crying on the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time on the unemployed line, sitting around, waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, I'm talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. Talking about a revolution.
talking about it. Oh, yeah, 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 evolution. Oh, 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 I'm talking about that.
Cool, very cool. Tracy Chapman's Talking About a Revolution, covered there by Living Color. And this comes from a CD called Theodore, an alternative music sampler. I had actually forgotten about this CD. It came out in the late 80s, 1989. And I have to thank Diane from Wisconsin for not only requesting that song, which was just fantastic, but for reminding me about those great samplers. Theodore, and then the sequel was called Stanley, and they were just excellent CDs with Pearl Jam and a bunch of rarities. Poi Dog Pondering was on there, Sun 60, a bunch of bands that, you know, I'm thinking, God, whatever happened to them? How come they're not still putting out great music? But that goes out to Diane in Wisconsin, who I'm sure right now is rooting for the Green Bay Packers to win. Last we checked, it was a tie score. Is that right?
Yep, 3 minutes, 25 seconds left. Giants had the ball.
Uh-oh. All right, go Packers.
Crazy. Very tense game.
Yeah, I'll bet. Before that, it was I Think We're Alone Now, performed by the great Lenya Lovitch, who's just so unique and has such a distinctive voice and performance. The original, of course, was done by Tommy James and the Shondells. That version comes from the Big Stiff box set. You can also find it on her Greatest Hits album. And I can't remember the name of the album, the actual studio album that featured it. But that goes out to Tony for requesting that one as well. All right. Tina is here in the studio, as you can tell. How you doing, Tina?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Now, you know how I usually ask you if you have anything you want to rant about before we get into Musically Challenged?
Well, you don't ask if I have anything to rant about.
Well, I ask if you have anything to say.
Yeah.
And you've ranted a couple times.
Yeah.
I have a rant.
Okay, go for it. The percentage?
Oh, my God. Yes. It's the... Okay. And a lot of people do this. And even there's even a famous saying that includes it. But basically, my complaint is... percentages, using a percentage that's greater than 100% to emphasize something. So, and it's most specifically, you hear it on American Idol, and it just makes me cringe every single time that they say, oh, you know, 1,000,000% yes, you know, when they're talking about somebody
going to
Hollywood.
I'm going to give it 150%.
Well, yeah, or 110% is right. The most common, like, hey, right. You know, boss, I'll put in 110%. And nothing negates the value of a percentage more quickly than making it greater than 100%. Hey, if you tell me 100% yes, I love that. All right, 100% yes, you are fully on board. If you say 1,000,000%, I'm going to say, well, shoot, why not 2,000,000%? Could you not give me that extra million? Could you not make it 5,000,000%? Oh, you're going to put in 110%? Why not put in 150%? Or... You know,
yeah, so this is what I hear every time somebody says more than 100%.
Every single time.
Welcome to my world.
Paul Abdul says, oh, 1,000,000%, yes, you're going to Hollywood. And I'm like, oh, only 1,000,000%? We couldn't do 1,500,000%?
I know. We have to pause TiVo to let him rant.
All right. I don't have a lot of complaints in life.
No, you don't.
But I do have that one. All right, one thing I'll never complain about is the number of people who send in Musically Challenged segments. As a matter of fact, we've gotten so many, and I'm happy about that we're going to double up tonight and do two Musically Challenged segments, and we're doing that because we're well under the kind of 40, 45-minute mark, so we can squeeze a couple of these in and kind of get that backlog taken care of with all these
things. Get the show up to 110%.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. 110% of its normal size. Now, there is an accurate usage. It's going to be, the show tonight is going to be 110% of its normal size.
Okay.
That's fine. It's a premium.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get into this. The first one is a Turn Out the Lights Musically Challenged, and we'll have Lorenz here to explain what that means.
Mood lighting.
Hello, Brian.
That's right.
Hello, Tina. This is Lawrence from Oshawa, Ontario, Canada, a town just east of Toronto, with my edition of Musically Challenged. Since your music trivia game always comes at the end of your shows, I thought, well, why not have a trivia game where you have to name the artist and the song by just hearing the end of the song? Something a little bit different.
Cool.
But I thought fitting. Great way to end the show, don't you think? Anyway, you might hear my daughter in the background. That's Gabrielle.
I just heard you come in bigger stereo.
Well, she doesn't disturb you too much. But you can also get a bonus point if you can guess the track that's playing over all this stuff.
You know the one that's playing in the background, don't you?
It is...
You know the band, at least.
The Doors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think the song is The End, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get started, shall we? Question one.
Who is this, like John Mayer? No.
Oh yeah, good one.
Oh, I should know who that is.
You should.
Who is it, Brian?
It's the guy whose bus driver emptied the human waste out of the bus's laboratories into the Chicago River. I could be getting all this stuff wrong.
Are you serious? I've never heard of this.
And it landed on a passing tour boat.
Oh, like that's he was disgusting. On a bridge.
It's the Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews, that's it,
yes,
yeah.
And I think the song is Satellite.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn up the
lights. Question two.
Is this Depeche Mode?
Yep. What's the song, though?
I don't know.
Is it Walking in My Shoes?
Maybe.
Yes, I think it is. Walking, won't you try walking in my shoes? Stumble in my footsteps.
Sure, I'll go with it.
All right.
I'm bad with song titles.
But you got Depeche Mode.
Question three.
Oh, Duran Duran.
Very good. Do you know which one that is?
I don't know. I was thinking Wild Girls, but I don't think that was right. What is it?
Wild Girls.
Or what was it?
Wild Boys?
Wild Boys.
I think it's Rio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say Rio.
Okay.
So far, these have all been D. Dave Matthews, Depeche Mode, Duran Duran. I wonder if there's a... Oh, Doors.
Doors.
I wonder if there's a theme. Another theme.
A D theme.
Yes. The end of D. No, the end of the end is D.
Question four.
Sounds like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't help me a bit.
No. It's got the chord progression of Stand by R.E.M., but that isn't it.
No.
I got to hear it again, I think. Ooh, that's a toughie. I can't place that one.
No.
Question five.
Beatles is my guess.
A five. Up, another D. Do you know that one?
No.
It's She Blinded Me.
Science. Yeah. Isn't that Oingo Boingo?
That's Thomas Dolby.
Thomas Dolby, okay.
Yep. Another D.
Yeah, I couldn't think of. Yeah, so that other one couldn't be the Beatles, obviously.
But... Well, unless it's just coincidental.
Maybe.
Yeah, all right. Let's... Is there going to be a sixth one?
And now for the answers. Question one. Satellite by the Dave Matthews Band. Tina? Sorry, I don't think you got this one at all. Yeah, you got this.
you're right.
Question two was policy of truth.
Policy of truth.
Tina, I think you got this one. Brian, for sure.
I got half of it.
Yeah.
Not the song title.
Question three was Rio, Duran Duran. Tina, for sure you got this one. Brian, we don't even have to ask how you did on this one.
I like his predictions in advance.
Yes.
Question four is Elvis Costello with...
Oh, jeez. Oh, how to be good.
How could you have not gotten this?
Yes.
No, I don't think Tina got this one.
No.
Brian, it might have been a little bit tricky for you, but I know you're a big fan of Elvis Costello, so I'm sure you got this one.
I am, and
Tina,
I love Spike.
To Stand by R.E.M. Very similar chord progression in the ending of it.
Oh, that is too weird.
That's hilarious.
Finally. Question five was She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby. I think you both got this one, although it was kind of tricky. But I'm sure, Tina, you're able to pull this one out of the hat. And that about covers it. Bonus question. Turn Out the Light by The Doors. Brian, you definitely got this one. Tina, you got the band right. I don't know if you got the title of the song. Thank
That's
you
correct.
For playing. Now, please, turn out the light.
He absolutely identified how well you did. And he
how
did
crazy.
A really good job of identifying how I did. But it's eerie that he picked
talked
up on that Stand by R.E.M. chord progression. I swear to God, we honestly don't listen to these before we do
no.
them.
No. I don't know about you, but I don't.
No, I don't either. I listened to the first couple seconds of it just to do a level, a sound check, but
yeah.
I don't listen to any of the songs.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Crazy.
All right, let's get into another one.
Okay. I'm warmed up.
All right.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
This is Michael.
And Maria.
From Sherwood Park, Canada. We've been fans of the show since day one and really enjoy the way it's grown over the years. Since you tend to do the pod quizzes together as a couple now, we thought it might be fun to submit a quiz as a couple.
Awesome.
For today's quiz, we have five songs for you. You have to identify the artist and the song title.
Since you're both pod quiz experts at this point, we had to make things a bit more challenging. So we removed all the unnecessary bits in the middle of each song and just left the beginning and the end.
Oh.
It's a quiz we like to call Chop Choo.
Doo-doo.
There's also a commonality to the five selections for you to figure out. We'll leave a few seconds of break after each song for you to hit pause and ponder if you need to.
It's the Canadian night.
It is.
Selection one.
Yeah. What is that?
That is crazy.
That's Elvis, I believe. No.
No, it is not Elvis.
It's not Elvis?
No.
The vocals down there at the end sounded like Elvis. The rest of the song sounded like...
I can't even think of any 50s, 60s
like
band.
Dion or...
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. But
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Stumped us on that first one.
Song number two.
Good. Nice production on this. I gotta say, they're doing an awesome job with like the merging.
Yeah.
All right. So I think you've got it. You're singing it.
Yeah, but I can't think of any other words or who does it or the name or anything.
You get points for humming it, for recognizing
Fantastic.
And singing along with it. It's Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed.
Okay.
That.
All right.
Great.
Song three.
Is that Foreigner?
It's not Foreigner.
No, who is it?
It's Loverboy, isn't it? Everybody's working for the weekend.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
Cowbell.
Awesome. I know, I heard
one.
That too.
How come that's not in a rock band?
I thought of you of Will Ferrell.
That's a good one.
That All was right. good.
Song number four.
Alanis Morissette.
Yep.
What was it? The Pill? Jagged Pill? No, I don't know.
Is that one hand in my pocket? Or just hand
yeah,
in my
yeah,
pocket?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Canadian. Canadian? Wasn't Loverboy Canadian as well?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
And finally...
Awesome. I love it. It's a little loud though.
Yeah,
I didn't level check that part of this.
The guy who
oh god.
We threw macaroni, or people throw macaroni up at them. Who it? What are their names? I forgot. Yeah. What's the group?
It's Bare Naked Ladies.
That's it. Yeah.
With Pinch Me.
Okay.
Yes, and they kindly have asked that if you're going to throw Kraft macaroni and cheese on stage,
yeah,
that you don't open the box, and especially don't open the packet of powdered cheese.
Well, I know. Could you imagine being pegged with like macaroni and then like raw. You step on it and fall?
Yes.
Sorry, our dogs are,
what are they
playing.
Oh, okay, just wrestling over
They're
there?
They're wrestling.
All right. Oh, Pinch
Here
Me.
Here are the answers.
I think Pinch Me. Yeah, another
Song
Canadian.
Song number one was Diana by Paul Anka.
Of course it was.
Song number two was Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
Good job, Brian.
Thank you. That you don't know what you've got till it's gone. I'd get tons of hate mail if I got that one wrong.
Really?
Song number three was Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
Well, it's one of the best songs. Did we get this song? It was Loverboy, right?
Loverboy.
Yeah. They did
song
say Loverboy, didn't they?
Song number four was Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette. Yeah. One hand in my pocket and the other one
flicking a cigarette. So they're all Canadian, aren't they?
I guess so.
They must be.
And the last song was Pinch Me by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Like a dream, you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front
door. So they're all Canadians.
So, how'd you do? I'll guess that Tina got 3 out of 5.
And I'll say that Brian got 4.
And did you figure out what all the selections had in common? They were all by Canadian artists.
And they all made the top 40 on the US Billboard charts. And that's it for today's pod quiz.
Cool.
Very cool.
I didn't realize that Joni Mitchell was Canadian.
You know, it's funny. I didn't either.
Huh.
Or Paul Anka, for that matter.
Oh, yeah. Who knew?
Yeah, I knew Alanis Morissette and Bare Naked Ladies for sure. And I kind of suspected Loverboy was from Canada. Canada. Oh, boy. All right. Time for us to close this out.
Yeah.
So with that, thank you, Michael and Maria. And also thank you to Lawrence for these excellent Canadian musically challenged. Didn't plan on that.
I know.
Even being,
we should almost guess how old Gabrielle is. You can kind of hear her in the background. I'm going to say a year and a half.
Okay,
what
I'll go
saying?
Along with that. I was going to go a year and a half. About,
really?
Yeah, between a year and a year and a half.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for listening and enjoying, hopefully, this selection of requests on tonight's show. If you want to email me with your own request, you've got something that you're just in disbelief that I have not played on the show yet, then get me an email, get me a phone call, get me a posting on the weblog, coverville@gmail.com, 206-222-COVER is the phone number. Cover, come on, it's an easy one to remember. You can even type Coverville if you want to, but really all you need to type is Cove.
Okay, or but if you see us out and about, tell us.
If you see us out and about, yes.
You never know.
This is true. Or post a message on the weblogs and the forums. We will be back on Tuesday night. I believe it's a special show. Let me look at the
How
official,
special is it?
Well, they're all special. They're all special to me, Tina.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the 30-year anniversary of Saturday Night Fever hitting number one on the album charts.
Oh, that's going to be a great night.
It became the best-selling soundtrack album of all time.
Wow, look at you and your clipboard.
Yes. All organized?
All organized.
I got
impressed.
My clipboard with my yellow sticky notes on it, too.
I know.
Like Joe organization here. Yeah. So stick around for that on Tuesday, and then Thursday will be a cover story For... Oh, yeah, Warren Zevon, of course. For the late, great Warren Zevon, the excitable boy himself.
Yeah.
So stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cachefly.com. Thanks also to our sponsor for the show, Audio Engine USA. Check them out, coverville.com/audioengine.